Nova 103.5 Sunrise on a Tuesday morning. The sound of orchestral maneuvers in the dark from the 1980s. It's one called Telegraph. Well, Telegraph is old school. Today we don't talk Telegraph. As a bit of a boomer myself, I sometimes have these boomer moments, and my my teenagers look at me and go, okay, boomer. You know, when I look at things like that. With me today is Zoe Titus. Zoe is going to tell us all about an electronic publication. And it's one of those things. You know, I grew up with paper and books and things like that, and newspapers, but that seems to be changing. Morning, Zoe. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
All right. So you were the Namibia Media Trust, right?
That's correct.
And what is, let's first do the trust. What are they all about?
Well, the Namibia Media Trust is the owner of the Namibian newspaper, WordPress printers, etc. So the business model here is that the commercial entities work very hard and produce profits, and those profits go into doing the media freedom of expression advocacy work that I do at the Trust.
Because that is one thread that runs right through all the stories that is contained in this newsletter, right?
That's,
it's called
right.
I Speak, and mm-hmm. you are the person who puts it together, right?
Well, I've got a great team working with me on it. One of our major contributors is sitting in Zimbabwe, so this is also a regional Pan-African initiative.
Which is really nice. If we look at, you know, Zimbabwe has had its own issues with press freedom mm-hmm. and just liberation struggle, same as we have here, same as in South Africa. So yes, there is this Pan-African feeling that many of the same challenges exist still to this day. So, all right, if this is now going to be an electronic newsletter, was it printed before? Was there a hard copy of it before?
A lot of the content was initially conceptualized and designed, not the current content that you see here.
Yeah.
But we started off in August this year, and initially we were using that content, revamping that content for this WhatsApp-based digital platform. And that content was initially produced for the 30th anniversary of the Windhoek Declaration.
Yes.
And then we had a special print edition that we circulated, a limited print run. But, I mean, that content is timeless. It's relevant now. And we've just built on that since, you know, May, when we celebrated World Press Freedom Day.
Of course, we know that the trend generally is away from hard copy towards, and it's the same thing with most forms of media, newspapers and all that. Many of them are becoming digital. So this is just a step along, I suppose, a natural progression, right?
You have to evolve.
Sure.
Or die.
Yeah.
And we're just taking this content to other platforms. I mean, one of the reasons why we specifically chose WhatsApp as the major platform is because there's so much misinformation, disinformation, and fake news being shared on that platform.
Yeah.
So ours is an attempt to, you know, use that platform for good.
If I can just spend a minute or two on that, that is probably the biggest challenge I think that we all face now. Mm. Back in the day, even though it was kind of available then already because you had certain angles.
Mm.
You know, the government would say certain things, especially back in the bad old days. They would have an angle, right? And then the liberation organizations would have an angle. But these days it is so common that everything has to be questioned. Those days we were probably a lot less questioning, maybe badly so. But these days, it seems everywhere. Every coin has to be turned over 5 times before you can take it at face value.
And I think that's a good thing, though, because I think that's what independence and freedom and liberation has meant for us. The right to question and then express your opinion on that issue. So, yeah.
Another thing, just given the situation that you're in at the moment and what you advocate, are you concerned about a trend, for example, in the United States, we have this thing called cancel culture. If you don't toe the line, you don't speak what the majority, you get cancelled.
In a minute.
I mean, that is diametrically opposed to the whole point of, I hate what your opinion is, but I love you and I respect you as a human being. Those days seem to be gone.
Those days are gone. And see, this is the frightening thing about social media, because this is part of this kind of digital revolution that we are going through.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not the end of that evolution. There are still many things coming. And we, well, at least we need to be on trend or a step ahead.
Before we carry on, I'm chatting with Zoe Titus. She's, of course, all about the iSpeak newsletter. You're the publisher. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So if you've missed half the conversation, A, where have you been? And B, you can catch it on Iona later on. We'll put the whole interview on podcast so you can go and listen to it later on. And if you said something that people don't like, they might come to you and say, you said that with Deanna, right? Anyway, Zoe, it's nice to chat to you. All right, so where do you think this cancel culture thing is going to end? Because what one tends to find is that the pendulum swings. Now, this is at the moment at quite an extreme angle. We do expect it to somehow swing the other direction. Do you think it's going to happen, or are we just going to, is it going to get worse?
I think it's going to get worse. I mean, there's a rise in populism, there's a rise in authoritarianism, and it's going to get worse. So for those of us, I mean, we at the Namibia Media Trust, we are working in the area of promoting freedom of expression, greater understanding, improvement of media literacy, etc., that it's a pushback all the time. A pushback against a really, really threatening trend that actually curbs freedom of expression as opposed to opening up the space.
But you are now, you're about providing people with the tools, at least then, to say, right, let's sit around the table and talk. And I mean, it's amazing. If you look at the South African liberation process, you know, with somebody like Nelson Mandela sitting across a table from F.W. de Klerk, his arch enemy, and understandably so, they are probably the epitome of what, you know, I can live with you if people benefit from it, if the country benefits from it. And we're exactly opposite to that now. It's a case of like, I don't want to hear it. And we're seeing it from local level all the way right through. And it's becoming more prevalent.
It is. I mean, this kind of space that, I mean, this kind of thinking that the space only allows for one individual to rise. What we, I think, also trying to do through iSpeak is to develop this understanding that we are stronger as a collective.
Yes.
And if we move away from that kind of thinking, then that's, I mean, the writing is on the wall for sure.
Now, then you're talking about the 1930s in Europe. Literally, that's then where you're heading. All right, so let's just run through some of the articles that's in here. Love is in the Air, which is your editorial, very well written. A Love Letter to Radio, Nora Apollos. All right, now, I haven't heard of Nora for a while. I believe she's not so much in your face on media anymore, but she's one of the big lights in Namibia media and has been for many, many years.
So, as I think I mentioned earlier that this is a monthly publication. And we also try to look at what's happening at the moment. And I mean, this month, February, was World Radio Day on the 13th of February. And so we thought, I mean, we have to. Radio is such an incredibly important platform. We must acknowledge radio and write that love letter to radio. And who else than Nora to do that so beautifully?
She has an amazing turn of phrase, always has been. She's always been a little bit off the beaten track, but that's what gives her the that's what makes her Nora. And we all knew her like that, even from MBC days. All right, some of the other articles, keeping the spirit of the Vittick Declaration alive. You were saying this is one of the important ones. Then there was A Game Changer for African Media, Revolution Through Radio to Bridge Gender Inequality. So we're talking about all the current topics. We're talking about gender issues. We're talking about political issues, media issues, and all of them are tied in to some extent. All right, so we also have hashtag Let's Take a Moment about journalist safety. That's also a thing that we're seeing more and more of, action and reaction to journalists, because, hey, if we're telling the story, you might not want the story to be told.
I always say that journalists are, they are really the frontline workers in our democracy. Sure. So, the safety of journalists is incredibly important. And unfortunately, where we are seeing this decline in, you know, the democratic turn or space, journalists are, in most cases, you know, the first to fall.
For sure. For sure. Zoe, it's been an absolute pleasure. Unfortunately, we don't have the whole day. I could happily sit and chat with you still. All right. Where do people get hold of this electronic publication? Or can they ask to be included on your mailing list, for example? Is that the option to go?
You know, it's so easy. I think the best or the easiest thing to do is to contact us via the website.
All right.
This electronic WhatsApp-based newsletter also has a dedicated website.
Ah,
and it's iSpeak .africa. You can't forget that.
I speak, yeah, and it's about Africa. I speak .africa. Okay.
So there's also, a WhatsApp widget on there. You can enter your details there and you can then subscribe to the WhatsApp list or to an email-based newsletter or just follow us via the website.
It's just great to see. I think the content is really worth it. And for once a month, we can spend an hour or so talking about it and just reading it and digesting it. Because we sometimes, even though we're in the media, you are so busy with the stuff happening now, you're not thinking about a little bit further ahead. And in no time, it was the whole frog in the warm water thing. And when you look again, suddenly you sit with a crisis and you've never realized it's actually building up. So you're doing great work, Zoe. Thank you so much for that. And we'll definitely be catching up. All right, quick tease. What's coming up in next month's edition? Give us a little bit of a hint or so.
This is outside my comfort zone because I don't know anything about this. And this is the beautiful thing about iSpeak. I get to commission writers, and in the same time, I also get to learn about the issue.
Wow.
Next month, we are dealing with the issue of Indigenous human rights.
Indigenous human rights?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and to unpack the freedom of expression issues related to that.
That's so interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm very excited about that.
All right, it'll be available on the website, which is ispeak.africa, and it'll be available on which date?
We're always on the first Wednesday of the month.
First Wednesday of the month. All right, that's it. Keep in mind, we're going to have this up on Iona. So anybody who missed this, pop over to the Future Media Iona page, and you'll be able to find this interview with Zoe. Zoe, thank you so much. You're doing great work. Don't be silenced. It's the most important thing.
Not for a moment.
I don't think that's a problem, is it? No, I don't think so. Zoe, thank you so much for spending time with us. The voice there of Zoe Titus. She is the editor, and she is from the Namibia Media Trust, and it's all about the iSpeak newsletter. Check out their webpage at iSpeak.africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There is no Q in internet.